But long-distance runner Meb Keflezighi will be remembered as one of the big American sporting heroes of 2014. The 39-year-old Keflezighi moved here to the USA with his family when he was 12 years old. After earning All-American honors at Chaka Sali's alma mater, the University of California at Los Angeles, or UCLA, Meb has had a very successful international career. He won a silver medal for the United States in the men's marathon at the 2004 Athens Olympics. In 2009, Meb won the men's title at the New York City Marathon. And earlier this year, on April 21st, Meb became the first American male in 31 years to win the Boston Marathon. He capped an outstanding year by winning the 2014 Jesse Owens Award, presented by USA Track and Field to the top American male athlete. In this sunny side of sports highlight for 2014, let's listen in again to a phone interview my colleague Douglas the Mighty Mpuga did with Meb Keflezighi. Douglas reached Meb in San Diego, California, and he began by congratulating him on winning the Jesse Owens Award.
Well, thanks, Doug. It's a great honor to be, you know, same wavelength as the Jesse Owens, the great Jesse Owens, and to be nominated or actually win the Athlete of the Year for the NSA Track and Field is huge. And with also Jenny Simpson, who's also the female version of the Jesse Owens, which is the Jackie Joyner Kersey Award, so among great company.
Yeah, this is a very great achievement. How do you feel?
Well, it's a great honor to be able to say, you know, be called the Athlete of the Year, because the United States is such a great, the number one team. All disciplines, all different events is very strong. You have throwers, you have sprinters, you have jumpers, you know, you have middle distance, long distance, and to be recognized because of my effort at winning the Boston Marathon and finishing fourth at the New York City Marathon. And to be named first time in 2000 in about 12 years, a marathoner, to be Athlete of the Year is a huge, huge accomplishment. I feel proud and honored.
Yes, so as you say, you won the 2014 Boston Marathon, being the first American in 31 years. You won the 2009 New York City Marathon, again being the first American since 1982. What motivates you, Meb?
What motivated me is to get the best out of myself. You know, I feel blessed to, I was born in Eritrea and came to Italy, lived in Italy for a year and a half, and then to the United States in 1987. I've been in the United States for 27 years now. And, you know, I never was a runner when I was in Eritrea because of the opportunities, but my physical education class in seventh grade started all that my talent, that my God-given talent, that it was there. And I had great mentors and advisors to help me nurture that talent, and now stand with you, you know, 27 years later, and to be, you know, to still be motivated to get the best out of myself. And in the process, there's been a lot of great achievements, but this one, winning the Boston Marathon in 2014 and to be named the Athlete of the Year for USA Track and Field is such a huge honor. And, you know, we all have different talents, different abilities, as long as we pursue our passion, and I feel that I have done that. And you never know, the future is not guaranteed, but you work the hardest and do the best that you can, and everything usually works for the best. And never thought I would be where I am at 39. Maybe, you know, Jesse Owens Award, I was hoping to get it, potentially work hard to get it in 2005, 2006. But to do it almost 10 years later is just beyond my imagination. But it's all in God's time, and just do the best you can every time, and the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, maybe as you say, you won the Boston Marathon almost when you're almost 39, beating the strongest field in the race history. Do you intend to continue competing? What are your future plans? Could you share?
Yeah, I mean, my future plan is I'm 39 now. Hopefully, you know, about less than a year and a half now for the 2016 Olympic Trials is in L.A. in 2016 in February. And I hope I'll be in good health and condition and see if I can make my fourth Olympic team. I've been very honored to represent the United States in three Olympic teams in 2000, 2004, where I also won silver medal after 28 years for the United States. And then Beijing Olympics, unfortunately, because I had pelvic fracture and I couldn't even walk, I have to crawl like a baby to move one place to another, but I worked very hard on therapy and came back and ran a personal best. I'm still running my best time ever and made the 2012 Olympics, and now see if I can make one more Olympics in 2016. And, you know, I'll be 41 if I'm fortunate enough to make the team.
Yes, lastly, Meb, what advice would you have for upcoming young athletes?
Well, my advice to young, you know, athletes or any person that is trying to achieve great things, things don't happen overnight. You know, success takes time, makes progress, and as long as you are working hard toward the goal, you know, you need to have short-term goal, but also don't lose sight of what the big goal is, you know. And for me, you know, Beijing was, I thought it was going to be my peak period to be able to perform my best and try to get another medal or gold medal, but you don't always get what you want, but don't give up on your passion and your dreams. And sometimes you can want it so bad you really want to achieve it, but there's going to be bumps on the road. But if you know that and down in your heart that you can believe you can achieve it, never have somebody tell you can't do it. And because you're the one that's doing the work day in, day out, and keep the faith and make progress, more progress, and to hopefully bigger goal.
That's Meb Keflezighi, the 2014 Boston Marathon champion and Jesse Owens Award winner. And Meb was talking by telephone from San Diego, California, with my Voice of America colleague, Douglas the Mighty Mpuga. As I mentioned earlier, Meb went to UCLA, the same school attended by another VOA colleague, Shaka Sali.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, better part of the bottom of your heart... Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night from Straight Talk Africa from the Voice of America.
Ed Kowalski for the Classic Rock Show, where each week we spotlight the great album rock and roll of the 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. You can hear the program online at voanews.com and on the air on VOA each Wednesday at 21 hours Universal Time. Join me for the Classic Rock Show, 21 hours Universal Time Wednesdays on voanews.com and the Voice of America.
Thanks, Ed. And keep on rocking during the holidays and in 2015. Another long-distance runner making a name for himself in 2014 was Kenya's Dennis Kimeto, who smashed the world record for the marathon on September 28th in Berlin, Germany. The 30-year-old Kimeto became the first athlete to break 2 hours and 3 minutes for the marathon distance. He hit the tape in the German capital in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 57 seconds. In another sunny side of sports highlight for 2014, let's listen in again to the post-race interview Dennis did with the energetic Andy Edwards. Here's Andy.
We're talking with a man who's just made marathon history, Dennis Kimeto, who has won the BMW Berlin Marathon 2014. Not only has he won it, not only has he broken the world record, he is the first man ever to break 2 hours and 3 minutes for the marathon. Dennis, first question, very simple. How does it feel to make history in the marathon?
I'm feeling good for this race, for now I am happy for world record.
Is this a dream for you? You know, you've only been running for, 6 years? Is it a dream come true?
Yeah, but now it's running 4 years, nine marathon. But I am happy and I expect to put again world record.
In the race, did you think, were you confident that you could break the world record?
Yeah, in the race, I will see the people inside. He was cheering me, but then I think mine was it. I put the world record.
You know, people have talked, when will 2 hours, 3 minutes be broken? And most people thought, well, a few years away, not now. But for you, you seem so relaxed and confident about it. Is that true, that your training was so good that you thought you could do this?
Yeah, after that, After to come here, I train good.
Just one more question, Dennis. You're now the world record holder. Do you think, and you're still quite young, do you think, especially in your running career, do you think you can break the world record again?
Yeah, I expect to run record again. Maybe next year I can come here to put again the world record.
Well, fantastic. I think all of us just stand back in awe of what you've achieved. Dennis Kimeto of Kenya, the new world record holder and champion of the BMW Berlin Marathon 2014. Dennis, fantastic day. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
As the year draws to a close, another Kenyan athlete, Rita Jeptu, could lose her 2014 Boston Marathon women's title after testing positive for a banned substance. Athletics Kenya says it will hold a hearing about Jeptu's drug case in early January. Jeptu is a three-time winner of the Boston Marathon and a two-time winner of the Chicago Marathon. She's one of the highest-profile Kenyan athletes to fail a doping test. Kenyan officials say Jeptu's samples showed traces of the blood and endurance booster EPO, the same performance enhancer taken by disgraced American cyclist Lance Armstrong. Rita Jeptu, with a dark cloud hanging over her at the end of 2014, while Dennis Kimeto, the sun shines as the world record holder. And with that sun shining,